First of all, my good people, Father Abbott's okay. His back is hurting him and he's not feeling too well. Keep him and us in your prayers, as always. But at thy word, I will lower the net. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. My good people, although it says in the bulletin that we will have catechism class, because Father Abbott's not well and I'll be somewhat busy, we won't have catechism class. However, we're going to compromise and we'll have catechism class right now, because what I want to say pertains to everyone, both child and adult. And that concerns the ever almost cursed idea of obedience. Obedience has got to be one of the most difficult words in the dictionary and in our lives. But the biggest reason we have so much trouble with obedience, I think, well, two reasons, is first of all, it goes against our pride, and second of all, because we don't completely understand obedience. We don't correctly understand obedience. We think obedience is, well, I got to do this because so-and-so told me to, or else I'll get in trouble. No, my good people. All we have to do is look around, and nobody and no thing can get away from obedience. Not even that rock that's sitting on the top of the hill. It is obeying. It's obeying the law of gravity. It's settled in its spot, and there's nothing to move it, so it stays put. The law of nature. That if somebody or something comes along and nudges that rock and upsets the balance, it obeys another law or a different version of the same law, the law of gravity. But now, because it's no longer set but loose, it rolls to the bottom of the hill. The planets and the stars, if they were not obeying, it'd be nothing but chaos. The seed that you plant in the ground obeys certain laws. If it didn't obey those laws, it would remain always a seed, or it would rot. But then again, it would be obeying a law. Obedience is not a jail term. It's not a jail sentence. It's actually an act of freedom. It's a key to the prison that lets us free. Because when one is obeying legitimate authority outside of sin, one cannot go wrong. And one is free of any obligations pursuing to that act, provided they act to the best of their ability out of obedience. But when you disobey or put off obeying, then you become responsible and you are jailed to that responsibility. Whether you're a child or a 99-year-old grandpa or grandma, You cannot get away from obeying. But I wonder how often we stop to think or to look at obedience from the other side. At how my obedience or disobedience affects those around me. I don't care if I'm 1 or 101. If I am a father or a mother, and I'm constantly preaching obedience, obedience, obedience to my children, I demand obedience. But I go past that black and white sign that says speed limit 55, and my speedometer says 80. Am I showing obedience? Yes, it's a trivial thing. But that's only because we're looking at it from a material, a physical point of view. But let's look at it from a spiritual point of view. Or we're standing in the line for a movie, and the sign says, children under 12, get in free. And my 14-year-old son or daughter doesn't look 14, looks 12 or so. And I tell the ticket taker that he's 12 or she's 12. Not only am I not obeying and teaching my kid disobedience, I'm also teaching my child that it's okay to tell a lie. Do we ever think of these things? There is a practice that I am pushing, and most of you have probably heard of it by now, one way or the other, but I'm going to repeat it here, because it's such efficacious, it's so efficacious and so simple. The only problem is we have to make the effort to get into the habit of it. And that is, no matter where you are or what you are doing, how busy you are or how unbusy, who you're with or who you're not with, it makes absolutely no difference. Take a few seconds, literally, just a couple of seconds, often throughout the day, long enough to turn to our Lord, who's right beside you, and say, I love you, dear Lord. That's all it takes. And you will find that you become more and more aware of the fact that He is there. He is right beside you. And you will find that without having to constantly think about Him, you are aware of His presence. And you will find that your outlook on life and on every aspect of life will gradually but surely change. And you will realize that you are beginning to see life and everything from our Lord's point of view. And you will find that it will influence your actions and your thoughts and your words. And you will find that such despicable things as, from the world's point of view, as obedience, no longer is despicable, but makes perfect sense. And it's very ironical that while the world itself condemns obedience, and yet it is the worst dictator of obedience there is. Even the world demands obedience, either to self or to the bosses, the ones in power, or whatever. Even the most abandoned soul that despises obedience is itself obedient, only to a different creature, Satan. That is still an obedience. My good people, and especially my good young people, my children, I urge you while you are still young that now is the time to learn to obey. It's much easier while you are young, though you may not think so. Because the older you get, the more set in your ways, and the harder it is to give up your will. But trust me, you will find that when you're asked to do something, I don't care how much you don't like it or how stupid it seems, as long as it's not out and out sin, I don't care if you're asked to go take a broom, a stupid broom, and plant it upside down out in the yard, and every day water it. It doesn't matter. If you do it out of obedience, you are giving pleasure not only to your parents or whoever is over you, but also to God. And you will find that if you obey immediately and not put it off, obedience will become easier. It will actually become a habit. That doesn't mean you'll always like it, but you will always do it. May God bless us all, and may He grant of us this a small portion of His own obedience. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.